Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Welcome back. Our next guest is someone who is very familiar to us here at Exit Coach Radio and a very good friend of the show. As a matter of fact, he's going to be a host of a new segment. So I'm excited to talk to Heath Fronson, who's joining us from Delta Business Services, and learn more about exactly what he does. Because just like Rhett Power was just talking about building a business to sell, Heath is someone who has figured out with his company, Delta Business Services, how to help those that are wondering, how the heck do I get out of this thing? So, Heath, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Bill. It's great to be back on Exit Coach Radio. How you doing?
Oh, great. We love to have you on the show, Heath, and it's always very interesting, and things are going well, and really happy to welcome you as a host to a new segment that will be starting very shortly. But at the same time, we just want to talk to you about some ideas and tips and tell us what's going on with you. So tell us a little bit about Delta Business Services. They can catch, by the way, Heath has been on a few of our shows on ExitCoachRadio.com, and you can find all of our past interviews at ExitCoachRadio just by putting in the last name of the individual or looking by topic. So Heath, tell us what's about Delta Business Services and what's new with you.
Sure, I'd be glad to. Well, Delta Business Services is a small business acquisitions firm. We positioned ourselves in the market in this age of the baby boomer tsunami of exiting business owners to be the preferred buyer. And we have devised a way where we can actually take a seller who is wanting to sell their business successfully, and we've transformed their business into their retirement fund for life. We found a way to do that, and we found a way to do that tax-free and guaranteed with a 100% certainty of success as an outcome. So for business owners who own small and lower mid-market kinds of businesses, and their simple services kinds of businesses around the country, it applies nationwide. Delta has positioned itself to be able to buy that business, transform that business into the seller's retirement fund, and they can sell their business, get cash flow for life, pay zero taxes. In a nutshell, that's what we do.
Now, that's a mouthful. There's a lot going on there in that statement, and I'm sure listeners are you know, ears are perking up saying, well, wait a minute. What, first of all, what sizes and types of businesses are we talking about here, Heath?
All right. So we like more mature mid-market, more mature small businesses and the lower mid-market. So these are companies with at least $500,000 a year in free cash flow. This is profit after all the bills are paid. We need a history of consistent earnings, no turnarounds, no startups. We need businesses that are at least 10 years old with little or no debt. We like management to be in place and remain in place after the transition. And we stick to simple businesses. If there's a lot of technology, we won't understand it. But high-end services kinds of companies are a great fit for us. So we like plumbing companies, HVAC, electrical companies, carpet and air duct cleaning, pest control, auto repair and body shops, pizza parlors, mortuaries, storage units, just the real bread and butter of the American economy. These are businesses that aren't going out of style and aren't competing with China.
Yeah, these are businesses that were started by technicians or other people that had a great idea, or they just built their little money machines, and they're good businesses, but now they're probably reaching that age where they're saying, okay, how do I get out of this? And again, like you said, make sure that I have income for the rest of my life from this. How do I turn this into my retirement fund now?
Bingo.
And you know, there's not that many ways to, you know, we always talk about There's a ton of ways to get into business, but there's not that many ways to get out. There really aren't. And three of them are no fun, like death and disability and bankruptcy are no fun at all. So now let's talk about selling to an insider, a key employee, and that could be very risky because they usually don't have any money. And if they don't run it right, they could run it into the ground and you might not get paid your note. Or selling to an outsider, a firm like Delta, who's come in and said, you know, we like what we're seeing. We'll buy it. We'll help run it, and we'll help manage it and turn it into a tax-free income. I think that's a why wouldn't you look into that at least, right?
Exactly. What could be better? At Delta, what we do is we have taken business elements that have existed in the marketplace for years and years and years. We use provisions in the tax code that have existed for years and years and years. These are different pieces of a puzzle that we have formulated into what I like to think of as a very elegant solution to baby boomer business owners who have these more mature small businesses and lower mid-market companies that fall into the capital gap. And we'll talk about the capital gap a little bit later, but the bottom line is with the capital gap, there isn't any money available for these kinds of deals, these size deals. What we do is with Delta is everyone knows about master leases. Well, master leases are a part of it. Everyone knows about insurance. Well, insurance is a part of it. Everyone knows about the step-up in basis that people receive whenever they pass away, and that step-up in basis goes to their business. That's a part of it, too. However, there are multiple moving parts to this that really are more of the business side of business that really give Delta the competitive advantage to being able to do this. It's much like a tool in the hands of a master craftsman as opposed to a tool in the hands of someone who doesn't know what they're doing.
Yeah, makes sense. Yeah, and the problem, you know, the problem is, like you said, all of these things exist, and it's kind of like a smorgasbord. You got to know where to dip in your spoon and how much to put on the plate. It's and what to avoid in all of these things. But the key element is it can be very risky if you don't employ the right strategies in the right proportion, and it can be very beneficial if you do.
So I couldn't have said it any better myself. That is the essence of execution, Bill. It's being able to know the right things to do at the right time and be able to do them correctly the first time and avoid the mistakes. So much of wealth creation and wealth preservation is in avoiding mistakes. If you don't believe me, just think back to the top three financial mistakes that you made in your life. And what if you had those mistakes back? How much better off would you be? Everyone listening would say, oh, I'd feel like I hit a home run. And you would have. So it's much more about avoiding the mistakes, avoiding the pitfalls, and then doing the right things correctly the first time out of the gate.
Absolutely perfect. You know, and I've been, Heath, as you know, I've been an exit planner for about 20 years now. And I can tell you, most people say, well, what's the magic bullet? And the answer is there is no magic bullet. There's about 100 strategies you could employ, and we look for the top 10 to 15 strategies, and that's your smorgasbord. That's what, you know, when you walk down that long salad bar line at the buffet, you know, the $30 buffet, it's what you put on your plate. That's what this planning is all about. And so you guys have just figured out, well, if we can do this, 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 and this all together, we can provide a lot of benefit for these business owners that are wondering, how the heck do I exit this thing?
That's exactly right. So we have identified our target customer, which is a baby boomer business owner looking to sell, and we've identified the size businesses that we're looking to buy, and we've come up with a very good solution for those folks who are in that boat.
Now, Heath, how does a business owner know if they would be a good fit for what you're talking about?
That's a very good question, because it's not just about the business, it's also about the seller. And if they are retirement age, if they're 65 and up, and they're selling their business and they're hanging up their spurs, meaning they're not going to turn right around and get into another venture. If they're done and they're going to go on to the next chapter of their life, then they are a very good candidate for Delta. If they have a mature small business, mid-market business, and they want retirement certainty, and they're serious about exiting their business, then Delta is the preferred candidate to purchase those things. Many times, business owners who are baby boomers have Generation Y kids, and Generation Y kids aren't necessarily interested in owning mom and dad's string of dry cleaners or asphalt paving company. Generation Y likes technology. They like real sexy stuff like IT businesses and app businesses, software companies, and so forth. So they're on to their thing. An asphalt paving company or string of dry cleaners has no sex appeal whatsoever to these folks. And even if it did, they might not even have the skills and tools it takes that are necessary to really be a good steward of that business. But what we do with the Delta solution is we still include the heirs in the process and as beneficiaries on the tail end of our solution. So there is an inheritance kicker that goes to the heirs. We don't forget about them. So there's a wonderful way to include the heirs and give them something nice in the estate, just not the business. But Delta comes in and is the son or daughter that the business owners never had, and we take over. It's a very smooth transition. The incentives are aligned between seller and buyer and on into the future, and the entire process is 100% guaranteed.
Now, Heath, is there like a questionnaire or a qualifying kind of a process that our listeners can find on your website, for instance?
Absolutely.
Or is it?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes. So go to the website, which is deltabusinessservices.com, and there is an initial survey there and some frequently asked questions and some wonderful audios that you can listen to and some outstanding information products and white papers that you can download and read so you can become very, very familiar with Delta and the process and what to expect, because that's the number one reason why these folks can't exit their businesses is because you have owners who have unrealistic expectations about the price and the process. So we do a lot of front-end loaded education with Delta to really, really give them a realistic perspective of what's involved here. And then once you take a survey and we do an initial screening, one of our consultants will get in touch with you and say, either initially yes or no, and if no, well then here are the things that need to happen in order for your business to improve and become a candidate for Delta.
Oh, that's great. So let me ask you something, listeners out there, for the listeners, what's on your list as far as how you're going to exit your business? Do you have a list of potential strategies that you're going to employ? And if you don't have a list, or even if you do, why don't you put visit deltabusinessservices.com on that list? What in the heck do you have to lose? Go there and take the survey and the questionnaire. In the worst case situation, they're going to say, you're not a candidate, but you could be if you do these things. And that's going to help you no matter what you're heading towards as far as your exit strategy. You're, you know, improving your business operations is at the heart of all of this planning so that you have a transferable business. So even if you don't end up transferring it to Delta, you're going to be a much better target for somebody else down the road. Is that right, Heath? I mean,
absolutely, and we're perfectly fine with that. If we just help someone breathe easier who is trying to exit their business and get some retirement certainty in these highly volatile times, then we feel that we've lived a life that's successful. So even if they don't do a deal with Delta, that's perfectly fine. We're going to stay friends, and we'll see you later on down the road.
Well, we love the innovation and the, you know, the fact that there are people like Heath Fronson out there that are willing to step out and say, we're gonna help. We're gonna pick up and help. We're not just gonna talk about it. We're here to implement a solution for the business. So not for everybody, but for the right business owners out there. And there are a lot of business owners out there that fit the characteristics you talked about, Heath. That you're actually gonna you know, you can stand by with a shovel. Like you drive by the highway crew and you see six guys standing around and one guy digging furiously. Heath is that guy. He's digging. He's helping. He's part of the solution. And we thank you. America, you know, American business needs to thank you for picking up a shovel and digging like heck. So thank you for that. You know, we're going to have, you're going to host a show. What's your show going to be about, Heath?
It's going to be the Business Owner Roundtable. And what we're going to do is a slightly different platform where we talk about not only the things it takes for folks to get a realistic picture about growing their business and being successful in business, but also being successful in life. Because to me, I make no distinctions between business and life. I think businesses are wonderful machines to generate cash so that I can enjoy the kind of lifestyle that I do. But they are not separate from it. And so many times, business owners get so enmeshed in their businesses that they don't develop their identity beyond their business. And so we're going to be talking about some of the other aspects of what it takes to live a spectacular life, the life that people dream of, those kinds of things, and as well as being better at business. We have some wonderful experts queued up already. We have some folks from Newport Board Group who I'm very excited to have on talking about growing their business. Oh, yeah, you bet. World class. I want to get Keith Cunningham on, and he can talk more about corporate culture and financial mastery so that business owners can really get a great handle on their numbers and make their businesses very, very attractive to a buyer like me who comes along and sees, you know, hundreds of businesses per month and only selects a few. The ones that we like are the ones that have grown into investments so that ownership is easily transferred. And you know, people who talk about, you know, relationships not only inside the business but also what it takes to have a wonderful relationship outside and beyond, be a great grandparent, be an all-star great-grandparent, and so forth. It's going to be awesome.
That's great. You know, and that is a huge part of it. We hear that from groups all over the country that sponsor the training for exit planners, and they say, you know, one of the three legs on the stool besides your business and your estate planning and all that stuff is your life planning and understanding what you're going to do once you're not going to the office all the time, because it's a real opportunity to fulfill your dreams and goals and be a very influential and productive person, and a person that people talk about for generations to come. Three generations from now, great-great-grandchildren will say, you know, I never met Grandpa, but he must have been a heck of a guy, because look at all that we have because of his planning, right? Hey, it's great to talk with you again. Thanks for coming on.
You bet.
Fantastic. Heath Bronson, DeltaBusinessServices.com, and listeners, why aren't you already on the internet looking at that URL right now, DeltaBusinessServices.com? You have absolutely nothing to lose. Heath, I look forward to talking to you again sometime real soon.
All right, Bill. Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you soon. I've been talking with Heath Bronson of Delta Business Services, a great guy. Again, this is a guy that picks up the shovel when everybody else is standing around and starts saying, let's dig, let's get this job done, let's take care of business. We're going to take a short break. We're going to come right back with another guy that likes to take care of business. Hang in there with us. We'll be back in just a minute.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the information station for age 50-plus business owners, where we're interviewing over 250 top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new one-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.